Hi, everyone. It is day 8 of the 25 Days of Christmas countdown, and today we will be discussing the favorite gifts you have ever received at Christmas.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We are in the house today here with
LaDreva Davis,
Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Enveria Davis Bennett.
Welcome, hey, welcome. Hi, Merry Christmas. So today we will be talking about those favorite gifts that you've ever received.
Yes.
You know, we always look forward to gifting around the holidays, mm-hmm. and it's always exciting to, although we all obviously know Christmas isn't just about the gifts, but it is nice when you do receive those gifts that you have been looking forward to.
Some are memorable.
Yeah, some memorable gifts. And so today that's what we want to talk about, those memorable gifts that you have received, or those gifts that are just your favorite gifts. So what is your favorite gift that you've received, LaDreva?
You start us.
So I will always remember that I have always wanted to have some Eagles memorabilia.
Her favorite team.
That is my team, and I don't care what people say. Y'all can pick your own team. This is my job. So I have wanted a jersey forever, and I remember the Christmas that I received it. I was almost in tears. And Dolores had the official NFL jersey. So it was, what made me feel like I was literally part
official
of the team. And so that was a big thing for me there.
Big win.
You know, and I do, sitting here thinking about it, I remember one time I had wanted the, you know, the little, now don't laugh, because you know those as seen on TV.
Those
infomercials.
Yes. Those. My goodness,
from back in the day.
Sometimes I'm so scared to order things off of that as seen on TV things. But Enveria came through one year. I remember seeing a commercial for, you know, how they do the reading of the words on there.
Yeah.
Enveria came through, and having that helped me sleep at night. So it was good to have
reading
that.
Of the words? What do you mean?
Like the Bible on...
Was it the... Yes.
Okay. Helped you said me, reading of the words.
Yeah. Like the literally reading of the word.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm.
So your sisters are good gift givers. Okay.
Yep. Clutch.
All right.
We can deliver this year.
I know.
And we also want to just take a moment to talk about this day 8 as
LaDreva's birthday.
Happy birthday,
LaDreva.
The oldest sister of the Davis sisters, by the way.
And yes.
So she has been a good big sis, and so we're happy to be able to celebrate her today.
Thank you so much. Yes.
So how about you, Dolores? What is your favorite gift you ever received?
I would have to say anything Audrey Hepburn related.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's not even anything specific. It's just anything that has to do with, so I would say, movies, I've gotten purses, pictures, wallets, blankets, like literally, I mean, there's probably some items that I haven't received yet with Audrey on it, but I just enjoy receiving these gifts because I'm a collector of Audrey Hepburn things. And so, to me, it just never gets old. I mean, you guys, pencils. I mean, it could be anything. It doesn't matter.
She's classic
Audrey, old Hollywood.
Yep.
Hey, don't have a pair of socks.
Oh.
Don't have a pencil.
Gift ideas.
I'm just saying.
Sister.
But it doesn't matter. As long as it's Audrey Hepburn related, it's got her face on it, and it has even a quote or whatever. So those would be my favorite kind of gifts that I get. What about you, Shapira? Favorite gift you've ever received?
Well, you all know me. I am the indecisive sister sometimes. I could say that I love all things bling. I've always loved those gifts for sure. And I love all the gifts that I've been given. And I absolutely love the gifts for my family. I love the gifts that I've been given for my students and the parents, just to know that I was thought of over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And some of them are, you know, do-it-yourself, homemade gifts. All of those things have all been nice gifts. And it's all about the thought that counts for me. And so I've really enjoyed all of those. But there is one gift that I got. I don't know the date exactly. But I remember I wanted a new piano at the church. I wanted a new piano and I needed a new piano.
Okay.
And I knew that I wanted to get something that was going to be a little bit more state of the art, you know, because I needed it to last me for a long time and I needed to be able to do some projects on it. And so I had been looking online for a long time for pianos and, you know, they were like, you know, thousands of dollars. Yes. The ones I was looking at, the really nice ones. And I remember the brand and the style and everything of the piano. And I just was like, oh man, Lord, I really love that piano. Just that quick of a prayer, you guys. And I just remember a lady coming to the church and she came up to me and she said, you know, there's just something that I just know that I'm supposed to do. And I have a gift for you. And the gift was the exact piano that I looked at online.
Wow.
And she gave me the piano. She gave me the headphones, all of the piano, you know, everything that comes along with it, everything. And I just thought, oh my goodness, that was such it was an expensive gift. Mm-hmm. And it was just a gift that, you know, she had no idea I was searching online.
Right.
And so it was just like, it was a gift for me. I knew it was a gift for me. And I'll just never forget that.
I didn't know it was. I had no idea. You could research the piano.
That's cool.
It was awesome. Yeah. What about you, Amberia?
Well, you guys know very well that I am all about the Marilyn Monroe. Absolutely. In fact, Brandon is tired of turning at every corner
and Marilyn staring at him
more and more. Pretty much everywhere that it's. Don't you already have this pose? Yes, but it's not in this shade of this color. Like, I mean, it makes a difference.
Oh,
like I absolutely just
it is overrun.
Absolutely love it. But also, I am really into athletic wear. I love, you know, shoes, you know, Fabletics and Nike, just anything that's comfortable, good to exercise in, but definitely good to lounge around in.
Which is a necessity.
Let's be honest.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's comfortable. You can actually dress them up or wear them more casual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you really can. You know?
Right. And then they end up being more quality than just, you know, than something.
I've been saying that for years.
welcome.
Yeah,
so that's me.
That is totally you. Yep.
Okay, you
guys are totally easy to give gifts for.
Well, awesome.
Yep.
So speaking of gifts, friends, or sisters, we're going to kind of introduce a holiday giveaway challenge. And Ladriva, can you explain a little bit more about what this is about?
Yes. Actually, I was thinking about one of the traditions that we have. It is when we pull names.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about the fact that, man, we pull names, but we buy gifts for everybody still in the family.
Yes. Yes.
But then I started thinking about, well, we're just collecting things. We just keep, and it's almost like, we'll get something new and we might hoard that for years and we don't get rid of it. We have tags on things that we don't even use. Mm-hmm. And so I thought to myself, why don't I challenge my family and say, you know, for each gift that you buy, go in your closet and take something out to set it aside to give away. Wow. And so I'm not only going to challenge my family, but I want to challenge all of you who listeners. Are listening awesome. To do the same thing. For every gift you buy, go in your closet and get rid of something and give it to somebody who needs it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who have less than us, and it would be wonderful for them to receive something.
I really like that.
So,
and she's
any old thing,
not just any old thing.
Give them something quality, give them something you'd want to receive if it was you.
Because, like you said, we do have some of us still have stuff with tags on it, brand new,
or I've never used this item, I bought it and I haven't been able to use it for different reasons.
And it would be a treasure to someone else for sure.
That's such a great idea, Dreve.
I think that's
awesome.
I do.
And that actually brings me to our positive thought of the day. So this is actually a quote, and by Mother Teresa, it's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving.
That is exactly true. Beautiful. Exactly true. I love it. And so we want to hear from you all. We want to hear about the most favorite gift that you've ever received at Christmas. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post and comment on today's topic. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.